What happens if we look at meetings through the lens of history? I'll ask fresh keynote speaker George Parker. Hi, George. Welcome to our studio.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
George, you're one of the keynote speakers at the Fresh Conference in Turnhout this year. Martin, the organizer, was here a few weeks ago, and he told us already that you are talking about how meetings changed over the last few decades.
Actually, centuries, millennia. Because I will be going back to inspire people, go back to the core of meetings. Why do people meet at all? What's the core of that? And as a magician, not as just a theater performance magician, but also the history of magic goes back to transformational rituals. So people gathered to, as Martin mentions in his book, learn, become a better version of themselves, charge that battery, and interact, which was a huge part of any ritual. So I tend to go back, describe it. Obviously, I'll illustrate that by doing some illusions, acting, comedy, mixing art, content, science to get somewhere. So, for example, if you see this and you want to refresh this and reset it, pun intended, then you'll need to transform it. And any meeting was meant to transform people into better versions of themselves, to charge that battery, to learn a little bit. And once you do that, you'll see that you'll end up with a better form of reality that isn't just a sketch.
That's great. If we go back just a second to the to the history of meetings, I think especially the last few decades, and that's why I was saying last few decades earlier before, especially technology is changing a lot of the stuff we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I intend to go back to that core of why we are meeting each other in order to reset it. And because we usually, what we do is repeat our past. What we do is repeat our breakfast from yesterday, or the way we have meetings, the way we organize organizations, for example. But the reason why we do it hasn't changed, just the form and design in which we execute those meetings have been vastly expanded. So we have lots more possibilities. By going back to the core, I hope to inspire people to kind of renew their ideas about what meetings are and what needs are. So yeah, technology has, I think, added a lot to that. Like, we're meeting right now, and I've done lectures overseas behind my desk. Secondly, the diversity of the types of meetings have changed. So that primal meeting, coming together around the fire, dancing, the food was always involved, or substances that change your level of consciousness. All those things are still involved in meetings. People have drinks, people eat, people meet, people dance, people actually go through a meeting, coming out of that meeting. And I do think that the variety has changed a lot. So there's still meetings that are really formal, and there are meetings like trans dance festivals, for example. And I do think that festival is one of the hot topics this year in the Fresh meeting.
Yeah, it is. It is. In your intro on the website of Fresh, I also read that you integrate science into your performances, I should call them. What's that about?
Well, there's always in science you can always measure things, but science sometimes is limited to just numbers. The science behind meetings is about the psychology, the biology, and also the physics of human behavior. So once you go back to that old ritual, it provides you with a metaphor how things went back in that day. Same ingredients, learning, charging the battery, networking, all included. You can see the expansion of forms. And now we have the possibility to know why that was so important. So, for example, when you go to brain neurology, for example, we can see why we need those rituals, for example, because we get stuck in our own ways of thinking, neural pathways, for example, that wasn't known 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. We know that now, so we can better with better ways and better knowledge to redesign it, also trusting science as part of like why we do it and why people need that reset moment. Otherwise, like I sometimes say, your wedding day will turn out to be the best way of your best day in your life. After that, things kind of went down. So that was a great ritual, a meeting of sorts, and you need to do that over and over again. So meetings, I think, are incredibly important for people to get together, charge their battery, learn, and to reset their lives. But it's also important for the meeting industry itself to reset and look at with new eyes at what meetings are and how they could redesign it in a way to accommodate their clients.
And from your experience with the science, with looking back to history, how should we as an industry rethink those meetings? What exactly should change?
Yeah, well, that may be a meta answer, but you might need a really good meeting yourself, as in a transformational meeting in which you can get outside of your box, because that was the intention of any meeting. You go, and younger people especially, I work with 12-year-olds and 16-year-olds and 25-year-olds, and they go to a meeting wanting to interact, wanting something to happen to them. They want to get out. They want to, sure, have a fun time, but not everything needs to be highly produced, and everything doesn't need to be predictable. That doesn't need to be like a book with what happens when. They just want to surrender to something, do some trance dancing, and let the coincidence, for example, play a role, or meeting other people, or going away richer than they came. So the meeting industry might need a kind of like reset or out of the box type of meeting in order to kind of break loose from the orthodox formats and to at least give some room to new ideas.
Okay. People who want to learn more about this subject, you're speaking at Fresh on October 13th. People can find more information on the event on the freshconference.com. We will put the link below the video. So, George, thank you very much for your time and sharing already some insights in what you will be talking about.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I do hope people will come to kind of get refreshed, because there's a couple of days after what I've done on Sunday night, so they can take away. I'll be framing it so in order for people to use the conference itself to refresh their ideas and to kind of reset and then move forward from that. So I hope to achieve that, and usually I do. So I'm looking forward to it very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Hey, you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.